This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.83, up 6 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.84.5, down 4. July, 4.97, down 4. September, 5.07, down 3.75. December, 5.16, down 4.75. March, 5.20, down 4 on the open. May corn opened at 370, up 2.5 on the open. July, 378.5, up 1. September, 379, up 1.75. December, 380, up 1.5. March, 390, up 1. July 2008, 401, up 1.5 on the open. May beans opened at 740, down 1.25 on the open. July, 754.5, down 1.75. August, 760.5, down 1. September, 768, down 1. November, 781.5, down 2. January, 790.5, down 3.25 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 198, down 10 on the open. July, 204, up 30. May soybean oil open at 33.25, down 14 on the open. July, 33.78, down 3. At the Merck May feeders, open at 109.80, up 5 on the open. August, 112.60, unchanged. September, 112.15, unchanged. October, 111.50, unchanged on the open. June live cattle open at 94.10, up 22.5 on the open. August, 92.75, up 2.5. October, 96.42.5, up 5. December, 96.30, down 12.5 on the open. May lean hogs open at 76.05, unchanged on the open. June, 75.95, up 42.5. July at 76.55, up 62.5 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 180, unchanged on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, corn, both the D's and July varieties opened the day above the 20-day moving average, but it's been a mixed affair. In fact, if you look at corn now, not as strong as it was off of the opening bell. I suppose you would have to look at a number around 390, though, for you to convince that corn is really on the uptrend.
Yeah, the trade, it seems like, in Chicago has kind of established a fundamental mindset that the corn is going to get planted, that the weather models are going to shape up to allow us to get a really good planting pace done. You know, obviously we're going to take issue with that in a lot of regions. We've heard from a lot of folks in the listening area of Will Radio, partners, shareholders, clients, you know, everybody that we talk to around the group of farming community in this listening area, and some people are doing great. Other people are having a real tough time getting it in. But Chicago, nonetheless, is in a mindset that, and the private weather forecasters, I think it's safe to say also, have leaned and tinted towards the idea that we're going to get this stuff in and it's not going to be too much farther down the pike, that we get it in a timely manner. So the trading range has been established. That 390 level is a key level. Close above that 390 level will probably turn these technical bears into more of a technical fundamental bull, and kind of goes back to what we talked about last Friday with the shorts that are in the market right now, Dave. If they're new shorts based upon the weather and based upon these major shifts in these weather models, they're the weakest shorts of the marketing year, we think. And so if there's any additional weather problems and planting delays, and that's very possible still, because one model still shows that Iowa's going to get drenched at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. A lot of the private guys are poo-pooing that and saying, hey, it's going to wait all the way till Monday. and they're going to, the Iowa guys and Nebraska guys are going to get wide open planting here the next 4 to 5 days. But if that doesn't come through, we think those technical shorts will cover, and we definitely think they will if we go above 390 level in D's.
Are those shorts enough to push D's above 390?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, the market has kind of gotten away from the idea that you're in a demand-driven market. Export inspections, again, running, what were they, 41.5 million. We're running 11.5% above last year in export inspections, while the USDA is carrying about a 5% increase in year exports year over year. So we're talking about, we're running about 150 million bushels over right now in inspections what the USDA had thought that we would do this year. And, you know, you kind of combine that with the coarse grains stocks of about 40 days. You know, our current stocks in the world of coarse grains is only about a 40-day supply. You kind of combine those two things, and you see the unleaded gas prices marching higher for the most part, and you see interest rates staying weak. It's still a demand-driven market, but this trade has kind of walked away from that. Obviously, it's planting time. Obviously, it means that every seed that gets in the ground is going to perform and do something in terms of yield. So some of that is expected. But we would still say that the risk premium in the market has been taken too much out, and we really are almost acting like this corn has been is being harvested, not planted, that the supply is almost too readily assured that it's going to be there. So we would say that above 390, there's a good case to be built fundamentally, that if the psychology would shift back to a demand-type mindset, then, yeah, we could go well above 390.
So the question then becomes next Monday, how much corn is in the ground, and what kind of number would you argue for, and will that number get traders' attention, particularly bullish attention?
I think that if we can get a wide-open weekend, and say the private weather forecasters are right about the majority of the Corn Belt north of, you know, I-70 and I-72, and over the in Iowa and Nebraska stay relatively dry all the way through the weekend, I don't know why we couldn't add another 25% onto what we did. So we'd be at 45%, still behind, but I think the trade would say, see, we're catching up. Don't worry about it. A week from now, we're really going to be caught up. And again, that may be putting the cart before the horse, but you can't fight City Hall, so to speak. I think it goes back to the hedging mindset of just trying to, you know, sell at rallies, don't sell when it goes in a hole. If you take 360 out, you know, reevaluate your marketing plan and see where you're at in terms of sales and how you want to handle that.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, where it looks like in the November chart we're creeping up quickly on the 50-day moving average. 795 and a quarter was the number overnight. Are there buy stops above that, do you think? And can meal perform well enough to push it to that?
You know, it's a good question, and beans are going to be real interesting here in the next week because we've got this start to some spec buying, and the spec buyers came in yesterday on the product markets, really supporting the complex as a whole. But the key now is, will we see carryover buying into today and tomorrow? We need what we call what would be called momentum, Dave. We need to see the momentum traders come in on soybeans in light of the current fundamentals. You know, the supply and demand numbers don't look so great. We've talked about that ad nauseum here. You also had an energy sell-off yesterday. You also had a dollar bounce yesterday that's starting, you know, carrying over into today. So it's real important here with the products supporting and the demand side supporting the market that you get the momentum players into this complex as buyers. You normally can't do that unless you get a 2 to 3 day run stimulated in the bean complex. So that's something we're looking at right now, and we're kind of on the fence in the beans. Obviously, fundamentally, we don't like them, but we also realize that the speculators came in yesterday, and if we see a couple more days of that, then we can get this momentum buying coming in, and we can go up to that November level of 790, 795, and really test some old resistance levels. It would be key, and again, kind of the top of the old trading range that we've been, it served as a resistance here the last few weeks.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. May wheat now at 477, down 8. At the Board of Trade, May wheat 482, down 6.5. July, 496.5, down 4.5. September, 507.5, down 3.25. May corn, 369.25, up 1.75. July, 378.75, up 1.75. Make it 1.25 now. The D's at 379.25, up 3/4. May beans, 739.5 down 1.75. July, 754 down 2.25. November, 782 down 1.5. Looking at Ed Kuser's two-state forecast today, he says in the north, mostly cloudy early, then becoming mostly sunny. In central sections, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the south, cloudy with widespread showers and thunderstorms. Highs from 57 to 77 degrees tonight. In the north, partly cloudy. In central and southern sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Most numerous in the south. Lows from 45 to 60 tomorrow. In the north, partly to mostly sunny. In central and southern sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs ranging from 60 to 73 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.